As we look at the feast day and we look at the readings today, we should keep in the back of our mind that death and the corruption of death lends itself and is among us because of the result of original sin. We keep also in the back of our minds that the Mother of the Lord was in fact delivered from original sin, and so was not under the condemnation of death and corruption. As redeemed humanity ultimately will not be either. So in this gospel, when Mary greets Elizabeth, it is an image for us of the Ark of the Old Covenant encountering the Ark of the New Covenant. The Ark of the Old Covenant carries within it John the Baptist, the prophet who proclaims and teaches the law. What is within the New Covenant is the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who is to overcome sin and death. The Old Covenant rejoices when it encounters the New Covenant, and so the story of humanity then takes a turn away from expectation toward fulfillment. Mary herself, then, as the Ark of the New Covenant, is the one who is to be taken up into heaven in fulfillment of the promise. And so it was forever known that the Mother of the Lord, the Ark of the New Covenant, would never suffer from the pangs, the suffering, and the corruption of death. The assumption of the Mother of God, if we read Pius XII's proclamation of that, was something that was spoken about very early on among the fathers of the Church, and which we find in the Gospels as well. For listen to what Elizabeth says to Mary: "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The promise of redemption, the promise of the overcoming of sin and death, fulfilled in the Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God in her assumption into heaven. So the feast becomes then also a feast of the Church, for the Church also is called to be delivered from sin and from death. And it also becomes a feast for you and for me, for what was fulfilled in the Mother of the Lord will be fulfilled in your life and in mine. We will not escape the corruption of death, but we will be delivered from its eternal consequences by being raised up into the company of the Lord. As we celebrate, therefore, the feasts of Mary in the Church, we join with the ancient Church and the primitive Christian community in understanding those to be also the celebration of the destiny of the Church, the life of the Church, and all of us who participate in it and partake of its mercy, its forgiveness, and its promise. So today, on the Feast of the Assumption, maybe each of us could be grateful to the Lord for having shown us in the life of the Virgin the destiny that He has prepared for us as well.